that you are against it. Could you give us the reasons? And if you are for it, then could you also give us the reasons for?
I'm against privatization for the sake of it. Because there are those who believe that privatization is going to make these companies make better benefits. We as a union believe that that is not the only way forward. First and foremost, if we trace the history of parastatals, the parastatals were big and they were making good money until they were raped by the political operatives in this country. So I do not believe that if you do privatization without putting any other measures, that it will make the company make profit. We believe that the government who owns this parastatals should come in openly and say, look, we want good management. And when you want good management, we know who they are, and they are here in Kenya. We don't even need to forget them from expatriates outside this country. All we need to do is detach politics from this organization so that the people so appointed do not answer to the whims of politicians. They just run the companies on targets given to them, which they must acquire. And if they don't acquire, they leave. So that's the reason why I don't believe in privatization. But if privatization is going to be done with the ultimate goals of achieving for the betterment and the growth of the organization, so be it. But what we have seen, like we have seen in many other companies here in Kenya, privatization for the sake of it does not make ends meet. But if it will be done in the way they did it in Kenya Airways, which we saw did a lot of has made a lot of improvement for the airline, which is one of the best, by the way, in this region. So if they will do it in that way, in that manner, then we think it would mean a good to our people.
Well, for the sake of those who don't know how Kenya Airways was done, could you highlight a little bit? Just